Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Eric Groves is back. Eric's a 13-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO and co-founder of Alignable. Alignable.com, that's an organization we actually knew about the founding of that company. Almost the moment it happened, he told me about it on the show when he was still with Constant Contact a number of years ago, and he's gone on to found this company, which his sole purpose is to help small businesses. And, of course, we like anybody like that. He's our good friend, Eric Groves. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me. It's always great to hear your voice.
It's good to have you back as well, Eric. So, Eric, you guys have been polling small business owners, and we like this. We like to talk about these things. We do our own polling. We report on a number of other organizations, but we like to hear from different sources of the small business landscape for two reasons. Number one, nobody can get everybody, number one. Number two, we get to compare and contrast, and it's amazing how they seem to overlap. It's really astonishing how honest and accurate small business owners will report. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they're struggling. They're trying to find a path through this, and they're more than willing to help each other try and find the path that leads to recovery. And so, you know, every time we've asked for a poll to kind of see how things are progressing, we'll get, 6,000-7,000 responses to the poll each week.
Wow. So what are they telling you? What's the news?
Well, you know, I think if you boil it all down into, one phrase, it's all about consumer confidence. Mm-hmm. We've been really interested in kind of opening up a looking glass into the fourth quarter to understand, really, for so many, retail businesses, it's such a critical quarter. But we really wanted to understand what sort of the trickle-down impact is for all kinds of businesses. And so we surveyed them to understand, how they were doing in terms of the negative impact caused by the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And found that 60% of them were still suffering. And almost half of those said the financial impact was, significant. It was debilitating. And so what we really want to understand is, what does that mean for business continuity? And so we asked them a series of questions about, comparing this year to last year, what percentage of revenues do you think you'll get? Mm-hmm. And what percentage of revenues do you think it would take in order to get through this quarter and be in business into 2021? And that's really where the big, shock was to us, that across the board, 42% of these businesses said that they didn't think that they were going to generate the revenue that was going to get them into 2021. And you might think
business. What does that mean? Does that mean that they think that they'll have to go deeper into debt or into deficit or that they won't make it?
Exactly. They're going to have to find a path to cash one way or another. And it really depends on whether the federal government is going to step up and, provide additional funding through relief, or, is consumer confidence going to return?
And you almost have to do it by industry too, don't you? Because some industries are okay and some industries are hurting worse, like food service and hospitality. I mean, they're just getting killed. While other people are not so bad, but your local hardware store may not be doing so bad. But what do you think?
Absolutely, and the thing that we found was it's not surprising to see so many of the Main Street retail businesses suffering, and 45% of them said that they didn't have the cash to get through the end of the year. The thing that was kind of shocking
is retail is off by like 70%. I saw a recent survey. And e-commerce is up 90%.
Yeah. Well, the only challenge
that's not
with e-commerce,
that's not good for small for Main Street retail.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of them have adapted and added e-commerce capabilities, but we need to remember that when we're spending our money, we need to make sure that the e-commerce that we're using is our local business owners,
right,
not some big company where all your right money's flying out of town.
That's exactly right. Like Amazon. We can say it, Amazon.
There you go.
Or Walmart. That money does not stay in town.
No.
Oh, that's exactly right. So what else have you learned?
Well, we learned that 38% of the business-to-business companies were in the same boat. And that was interesting because we asked them, well, you know, why is that? And it turned out that roughly 25% of them had said that their customers, they anticipated 50% of their customers being at risk of failure. And so you kind of see how this trickle-down
right
thing is playing out, where, you know, the B2C guys struggling means the B2B guys are going to be hit too, and they're already anticipating it.
Well,
so,
it's even worse on the B2B from a cash standpoint, because at least the B2C guys get their money when they make the sale. If you're B2B, you may extend some credit before you realize your customer's in trouble, and there's a whole lot of folks out there holding the bag right now, small businesses.
Exactly, and they're absolutely.
And the bag's empty. Go ahead.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, the other thing that I think was really telling is that, you know, when you ask business owners what would help the most, the clear number one was getting the COVID crisis under control so that consumer confidence comes back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they realized that's the only long-term play for recovery. And that was second to additional funding.
Right.
But they realize funding is just a short-term fix.
Well, you know, this is the interesting thing, and you're not going to talk about this some more in the next segment, but the interesting thing about the federal help is that even though there seems to be more need and more demand for more funding, there was over $100 billion left in the last fund. And we're trying to break that out and find out why that's the case. If we got people needing money, but yeah, we got money on the table, why didn't they go get that? There's some question about that. When we come back, I want you to help us talk about that. And what would new help look like? And would it need to be a little more asymmetrical, meaning more vertical by industry? Maybe by region, that kind of thing. We'll see what Eric Gross' research shows about that. Coming up right after the break, he's the CEO and co-founder of Alignable.com is the website. Stay with us. I want to be with you everywhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.